turn around, boy. Marlahem, the Amrullah, Vaismir, what a mess this is. Because he had to talk out, and they had to talk out. It would have been a lot better if nobody talked. Lo Amar Lahem, the Lo Amar Lo, says the Mishnah. If everybody kept their mouth shut, Einam Achrayim Zeh Lazeh, they wouldn't have this problem. And everybody would be happy. Mikan Amru Chachamim, based on this Mishnah, Chachamim said, Yofe Shtika L'Chachamim, if you're really smart, it's still better to shut your trap. Kal V'Chomer L'Tipshim, and for sure if you're an idiot. I mean, said the people over here were Biglam Donim, they make a whole thing over here, okay. If you find it, you should check it for us. Yeah, but if I'm late, you should check for me. You have it all worked out until you figure out that your watches aren't synchronized. Well, now what are you going to do? So idiots for sure should learn to keep their mouth shut. Shenema, gam evil macharish chacham yechashev. Even an idiot who keeps his mouth shut, everybody thinks he's so smart. So you see from the Mishnah, you come out better keeping your mouth shut. So wait a second. Then the last piece of the Mishnah that says, bring somebody from the market. Lema Masti, since the local review. So in other words, we will not have an original owner left because he's being Meshach as Yadai. So in other words, we're not going to Rebuta. The Tanya, what is this Rebuta? So my focus is how to understand the pasuk. Ve'im yima'et habayit mihiyot mises. What is in yima'at? Yimat habayit mihiyot mises. What's pshat yimat? Yimat is less than it was, but not zero, right? So im yimat habayit, we learned mihiyot mises. You can sell off some of the set. Okay, fine. Malam mishimit ma'atim v'ochim. Yimat means it's a process of getting less and less. Approaching zero, but never getting to zero. So if you had 1,000 people on your Pesach, you can approach zero, but you gotta leave one at the end. So it says Rabbi Yehuda. Bavad, she'echad b'mnei chabura kayam di Rabbi Yehuda. One person of the original has got to be there. Rabbi Yossi Omer, bavad shelo yanichu et ha-Pesach k'mot shehu. It just means the seh needs somebody. Why does it need an original number? Don't leave the set without an owner, then you're being matched. Says Rabbi Yochanan, it's not a problem. The last case in the Mishnah is a unique case and works out Aliyah to Rabbi Yehuda beautifully. You know why? Remember, Rabbi Yehuda was the one who darshan before that Lo Tuchal HaAsot Et HaPesach Be'Echad. One person can't make a Pesach. Therefore, if the last case in the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, since Rabbi Yehuda holds, but wait a minute, there's only one owner. See, he's mechuyev to get another guy. So that means lechatchila, there was an invisible guy on the chabura. So whoever you choose, that's the original owner.
He doesn't say that because he had one guy, it's possible.
No, he's waiting. Why would it be possible? He's waiting now to get the rest of his chabura together. He's perfectly kosher on his card. We didn't check it yet. And he was fine.
He never was going to shaft it alone.
He was never going to shaft it alone, so he's waiting to get another guy. Anyway. Therefore, I feel that Rabbi Yehuda keep a dab Rabbi Yehuda ain't shafting at a pesach alayochid. So what does that mean? Mi korlo nuyakrinim ba'adekoi. This pesach is sitting and waiting for the new guy menashuk all along. And since that's true, kecher b'mechabura dam. It works out beautifully. The shita like Rabbi Yehuda, because now this guy, we've been waiting for you, Mashiach Hashem Yekumen. Amar Rav Ashi says, Rav Ashi, well, obviously, it's got to work out on Leib the Rav Yehuda, because if not, the whole Mishnah falls apart. Masisa Nami Deka, because otherwise, how are you going to explain the first part of the Mishnah? The Mishnah said before, V'chein Chamesh Chaburot Shal Chamisha. Well, I understand, why do I need five Chaburot of five people? Why do they all need five people? The only reason they all need five people is because I have to leave an original member behind and split the rest between the other chaburas. But if I don't need to leave an original member behind, I could always bring somebody from the shuk. So you see, davka shel chamisha'im, aval shel chamisha v'arba'a lo. If I had five chaburas and one only had four people, I wouldn't have an etzah. Why? Because I don't have an original member. Why don't you say, go bring someone from the market? Because he's not an original member. So mishum de lo payish chad unecha burigabe. Must be it's no good because you don't have an original. Shemami, not a Mishnah has entirely Rabbi Yehuda. And your explanation, Rabbi Yochanan, of how Rabbi Yehuda works at the end, is a hechrach in the Mishnah. Well, what are we going to say? The Mishnah suddenly changed its mind in the middle to go like Rabbi Yossi. Must be that it's what you're saying. Since there was only one guy, that wasn't a chabura anyway, I'll leave the Rabbi Yehuda. Hadr lav misha yatamei, v'slikala, the entire Mesechus Pesach Sheni. This sounds familiar. We're back where we started from. So Erev Pesachim Samach Lamincha Lo Yochal Adam Ad Shetekasher. You're not allowed to eat until darkness. How long is Samach Lamincha? Which mincha? What is he not allowed to eat? Stay tuned for the past. Starting now? Go. Dr. Sadik Tessel, Ahmed Beis, 10th third. By the way, I want you to know I found the Makor I was looking for. It's in the Iri. The Meiri says that originally Psachim was broken up by the Gonim into two Mesechtas up to the end of the 4th Perek plus Arvei Psachim was called Pesach Rishai. From that point it was called Pesach Sheni, not because it was Pesach Sheni, but because it was other dinim of Pesach, the day of the carbon, so they called it Mesechet Pesach Sheni, not because it's the same Pesach Sheni, although others said it is Pesach Pesach Sheni. But according to that, we could have kept the Shitas HaGa'inim and just done Arvei Pesachim normally. But no, you guys have to insist that we should do it the hard way. Okay, we'll do it the hard way. Tzadik. Tzadik Tes Amid Beis. What's the answer from Bobby? What's the answer from Esther Solomon? I need to know. Fine tongue. Arvei Pesachim Samuch Lemincha Lo Yochal Adam Ad Shetekasher. Here it is, Erev Pesach. It's getting now time of Mincha Ketana. Getting close. Still a half an hour before Samuch Lemincha. So it's about 3 in the afternoon, usually around Pesach. 9 hours in the day, according to our Chishuv at 12 hours. At that point, don't eat. Wait until it gets dark and you can have your Seder. Afilo Ani Shebi Yisrael. The reason for that is because we're afraid they're going to have filled up. Afilo Ani Shebi Yisrael Lo Yochal Achi Yasev. You should know that even an Ani, who Derech Klal doesn't have even a couch to be Mesev on, he's certainly not used to eating in a very fancy way. He grabs his food on the run between jobs and all types of joints, like Sabaros and pizza parlors and so on, where normal people wouldn't eat. But even such a person, Lo Yochal Achi Yasev, has to nonetheless sit down like a mensch on a couch and eat the way a fine Roman would eat. By the way, the Mordechai learns filo ani is not the chiddush that I might think that a person who's minig is not asava, is not kosher. Rather, the derech of the asava of an ani, which is that he doesn't have ways to make his asava is lean over a little bit, you know, knock over the next guy. Even that asava is called asava, which is what we rely on lamaisa. Not to be eating on couches, we eat. It's very weak asava. Don't, even an oni has to eat like that. Well, if you're giving out tzedakah, make sure this guy, even afilo min atamchui, even a guy who normally literally eats in a soup kitchen every meal, doesn't have anything. That's the lowest level of oni that he takes from the daily tamchui, which is food that he survives on. Nonetheless, he has to be supplied with arba kosot yayin. He needs 4 full kosos.
And kosher cane outside
the food? What's that? No, no kosher cane. Arba kosos a chiyuv. Make sure that he gets his chiyuv, because that's the derech of chayus tonight, is that he has to eat. Tosis, by the way, has a very fascinating question. This is lo yif katu lo. Now, how about the rest of his family? So it says the mashmaut over here is that only the guy who's running the Seder has to have arba kosos. Why should everybody else need arba kosos? I mean, let's say for Kiddush. Everybody has their own Kiddush. Somebody makes Kiddush for everybody. So the first kos is Kiddush. So the same way the Kiddush would be good for one guy saying for everybody, so then all of the koses should be good for one guy drinking for everybody. Boy, that would make life very easy. But Tosfos says, I think we should be machmir and give everybody a kos. Because that's not a clear raya from here. Give everybody four koses, a kos at each one. It's not really a raya from here. It means everyone who's eating. Of course, this is the way that we've come to Paskin. We'll see later on, do you come in the signal?
Is Anthony talking about guy who's alone also?
Yeah. My Arve, Arve Psochim, I understand. What do you mean, Arve Psochim? Afilo Arve Shabbatot V'yamim Tovim Nami. This is true about every Arab Shabbos. The Tana Loyo Chala Dam Arve Shabbatot V'yamim Tovim Minamim Chalamala Kadei Shikanes V'Shabbat Kishul Ta'ave or Ta'ev, as the other gear said. You should start Shabbos hungry. Don't eat a meal on Shabbos. When it's now, it's already in the middle of the afternoon. Some of Lamincha. No. So why say it over here? Tosis is bothered. We just had a little while ago the same exact situation. And we said the Tanur was talking about Pesach. We didn't really mean Pesach. About the Tanur that you're making Avim. Don't make too many. Right? Don't make too many because then it's not needed for Yantav. What's Avim? Remember we're talking about, we thought originally meant thick dough. It wasn't talking about thick dough. So why did you say Pesach? Oh, we happen to be talking about Pesach. So say the same thing over here. Yeah, we have to be talking about this and that. That's all very nice when we talk about Yantid. But if every single Shabbos is about luck, it's insane to make it dependent on Pesach. I mean, here's the thing that happens every week. You can't substitute a Yantid for another Yantid, fine, but to substitute Yantid for Shabbos, that becomes once a year for every single week? Of course I would have had to say it in Shabbos. So it must be that this Mishnah is adding something to the din of every Erev Shabbos. But this halacha, Kadesh Shikanes Shabbos Shuta Aveh, is Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosi Omer, there's no problem. Eat Kizunter, eat Mankind. You can eat the whole day long if you want. Erev Shabbos. So therefore would be unique, according to Rabbi Yosi. Omer Avuna, look, we'll have to say the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yosi. In other words, Rabbi Yosi, who normally allows you to eat on Erev Shabbos, would agree. The Omer Ochav Holech Hachitech Horshech on Erev Shabbos, he said, oh, that's Davke Erev Shabbos, or other Yomim Tavim, because over there, the Su'udah, I don't have a Chiyav to eat. I have a Chiyav to have fun, to enjoy myself. There's no particular food I need to eat this. Over here, you have a Chiyav of Matzah. And the Matzah should be eaten in a way of Chavivus of the Mitzvah. So over here, Mishum Chiyav of the Matzah, Meida. And therefore, the Mishnah is coming to tell me, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yossi, a special Aloch on Erev Shabbos. Rav Papa says, no, it works out fine according to Rabbi Yehuda. You're not being careful in what you're reading. You said, Afilo Aviv Shabbatot. What does it say over there? What does it say? Take a look at the third line of the Gemara. Lo yochal adam barvei Shabbatot v'yamim tovim min ha mincha v'lamala. Does it say samach l'mincha? No. Samach l'mincha means even before mincha. A half an hour before. Over there, you don't have to wait. You could keep eating all the way until mincha, even Rabbi Yehuda holds. When it comes to Pesach, you can't eat even a half an hour before mincha. That's the difference. Hatam barvei Shabbatot v'yamim tovim, it's only min ha-mincha v'lamala. That's awesome. But samach l'mincha is mutter. Avaber of Pesach, afil samuch l'mincha, nami asa. I don't know. That's the difference. A half an hour. Are you telling me that when Rabbi Yehuda said before Minah Mincha, he didn't mean like really from around Mincha time? I mean, you tell me that Erev Shabbat, Samuch L'Mincha is really Mutter? We should be Medayek? There's a Braita that says, Lo Yochal Adam B'Erev Shabbat V'Yamim Tovim Miteisha Sha'ot V'Lamala. Now, Teisha Sha'ot V'Lamala is, as you know, a half an hour before Mincha Gedol, which begins at 9:30. 9:30 in the afternoon, measured by Jewish clock, in which the sunrise begins 12:00. So 9:30 in the afternoon is mincha, and here it says 9:00. 9:00 is somuch l'mincha. So then, and it says kadesh yikanes to Shabbat kishu ta'aved divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So even Rebbe Yehuda is made on every Erev Shabbos that it's 9 o'clock, not 9:30. Okay, it doesn't work out only for Rebbe Yehuda. So there's no difference between Erev Pesach and Erev Shabbos according to Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yossi Omer, Olcha v'Olech Hashitech Hashem. So you can't say the Mishnah is going to leave it Rebbe Yehuda. Only works out. I'll leave it Rebbe Yossi. Amar Mar Zutra. You throw me a brisa. You know, brisas are a dime a dozen. Everybody I meet's got a bunch of brisas under his belt, and when, as soon as he wants to prove something, he takes out a brisa and throws it at you. Yeah. Man leman on the mertaratzvei. How do we know that this brisa that says nine specifically means nine instead of 9:30, and the one that says mincha meant samach lamincha instead of mincha? No, I don't buy that. I mean, how do we know that this brisa has mitaratzvei? And we've absolutely ascertained that when it says nine, it means exactly nine. Maybe it's mishabashtei. Maybe somebody said it over without being so medayek. Maybe it said 9:30 originally. That way, it wouldn't be a machlokas with the other brayta, which is a samach lamincha. So I'm not ready to buy into your brayta. I'd rather say that the mishnah works out perfectly well. I'll leave it to Rebbe Yehuda. Not only I'll leave it to Rebbe Yossi. To be continued. That was great.